Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hi, folks, it's James. Welcome to the GOK, the Gospel of Kinnison, my personal audio journal. Appreciate you tuning in. Mood is a funny thing, isn't it? If you're in a good mood, you can pretty much handle anything. If you're in a bad mood, everything is annoying, or, you know, it could lead to anxiety, you know, extra anxiety. You can be really hard to get along with. Things can get on your nerves really easy. And mood is adjusted by so many things, affected by so many different things. I know for my wife, one of the things that affects her mood, for instance, is the weather. Now, the weather doesn't bother me, but man, if it gets overcast or rainy at all, my wife, she doesn't get into depression or anything like that, but it affects her. Like, she can't stand it. And I love a good overcast rainy day. I don't know why. I just always have. But it puts her in a bad place. And if it's been 3 or 4 days in a row, oh my gosh, you might as well tie her up and throw her in the closet or something till the sun comes back out, because she would be miserable. Now, my mood is affected by absolutely nothing, you know. Now, recently, my mood has been affected by my job. And though I don't remember everything I've shared in the last episode, I think I talked about how at one point I was making a pretty good wage, and that some things changed with the job that changed who I'd be answering to. And I no longer wanted to work with that person. And it made the job very stressful. Plus, I was dealing with some, you know, oncoming depression. I hadn't been podcasting for a long time anyway. Just wasn't feeling good. So I went part-time. And I reduced my duties around the office so that I didn't have to work underneath this individual. And I was successful. But I started looking for other work. And I was successful. I had several jobs that I applied for. And one of them was to be a tour guide at Anheuser-Busch, and I was really looking forward to that. But then it turned out that the pay was less than I needed. I don't need much, but I needed more than they were giving. And unfortunately, I had already turned in my 2-week notice at my workplace. So two things happened. One was, you know, the $15 an hour issue. And then the other one was I was writing down all the, I call it a cheat sheet. I was writing down all the things that I do. And, you know, the goal was to give it to the next person in line. And I realized, man, there's a ton of stuff that I do, ton of stuff to know. And I really started feeling bad about leaving. So when the other job turned out to be, you know, something I didn't want to pursue anymore, came back to my boss and I said, look, if I can work from home, I could keep this job. So the reason I was still wanting to leave was because the job has never been a job that took up my whole day. Okay. Matter of fact, my coworkers said, "Wow, James, you're the only person I've ever seen that has done this job without being on their phone all day." And first of all, I didn't even know that was an option, and I just wouldn't feel right about it. But the second thing is, the boss told me a while back, like last year, if you're not working on things that I want you to work on, then I want you to work on the site. And so I did that for a solid year. Every single day, I went on that website and I fixed stuff and I found things and I replaced images and I updated descriptions and I worked on the SEO and I went through, matter of fact, the last thing I did is I went through every single page and I went through the code and I found spelling, grammar, and code issues and fixed every single one of them for thousands of items on the site. It took 4 months every day. Then I was done. And from that point forward, that's when everything kind of started to fall apart. Not because of that, but everything seems to happen all at once for me sometimes. So the new guy came in and started messing up my job. I started feeling depressed and I kind of ran out of work to do. And so for 8 hours, I would sit there and pretend to work. And it was stressful. I didn't feel right about it. And it really ramped up my anxiety big time because I was always worried that I was going to get caught. And there literally wasn't anything to do. And if I went to my boss and said, "There's not enough to do," he would say, "Well, why don't you do videos?" And then I would have to say, I don't feel good enough to do videos. I'm too depressed to do videos. And I don't want to work for the guy that I would be answering to either. So when I took the time off from work, I did it because my anxiety was so high. And I took a week and a half off. When I came back, I said, "I can come back at part time. I will take a pay cut and I will take less responsibility. We'll remove social media, remove videos." And he said, "Fine." And that was great. It was awesome. But I found that even at 4 hours a day, there still wasn't enough to do. And it was still stressing me out. And that's why I started looking. I looked at Fast Signs. I was like, I'll go back to working in a sign shop. I did that for a while. The only problem with that was the boss. And so I started looking for other jobs where I could do things that were more, that would fill up the day. And I wouldn't have to worry about it. So when I thought I had found something that I could do, like doing it, being a tour guide, I thought that would be fun. It sounded fun. I just thought it paid a little more. I mean, they're charging a ton for these tours. I can't believe they only pay them $15 an hour. But so that's why I said, you know, I can work from home because I've been doing that for 2 weeks now. This is Thursday of the second week, and it's been great. It's been fabulous. I can sit here and wait for work to come up on one screen and watch YouTube, work on podcast stuff, play a video game, watch a movie, and I still am doing my job whenever they need something. Well, it's like this. They either need nothing done or they need something done immediately. And so everything's an emergency. So I'm always available for that. And I still post one blog post a week. So I do make those and put them up. But that's all they need out of the job. And so it's ideal for me to work from home. I still get up. It's just enough structure where I get up, I shower, I get ready, come down, I clock in, put in my time, I clock out, and then I got the rest of the day. And I'm able to run errands, go get a haircut, pick up prescriptions, you know, stuff like that. So it's been really good. I know that my boss's goal is for me to come back eventually. I know he would love me to come back full time and start doing videos again. I know that's what he wants. But I don't know that I want to ever go back to it, because I don't want to let anybody down again. If I stay here and maintain this, I can do it no matter how bad it gets again. Even though right now things are moving up, things are feeling better. I'm talking to John about getting back to doing that story show. So things are better than they've been in 3 or 4 months. But I don't know how long the up will last. But I do know what I typically do is when I'm up, I get myself into situations like I did last time with the whole video thing. They didn't hire me to do videos. I was feeling good. I was feeling awesome. I was feeling like normal James. And so I said, you know what? I can start doing these videos. Just pay me a little more. And they did. And it was fun. It was tons of fun. Anytime I wasn't doing web stuff, I was writing scripts and setting up shots and shooting videos and acting in them and then editing them and putting them up on YouTube and, you know, watching the results of all that. But if I go back and start doing it again, even though I'm capable, I'll have to go through all this again. And so I make quite a bit less than I did when I was making videos. I'm definitely making less hourly and, you know, working half the time that I was before. So, you know, I'm not real proud about that, but it's what I can do. And my wife and stuff are proud of me because I never quit the job. Like I wanted to. I wanted to quit so bad. So bad. When things first started getting stupid. But I hung it up. I hung in there. Still there. And I'm pretty happy with the way things are going. So what I hope to do with my free time is to do constructive things. Like we're wanting to possibly move out of the city and move to the county somewhere. So, you know, you do something like that, you got to get your house ready. So that's something that I'm planning on doing. I'm thinking about possibly doing artwork again. For freelance online, make a little extra money, you know, work on my art. I'm thinking about writing another book. You know, I don't know, but I want to. If I go up all the way, I'm gonna want to be creative. I'm gonna want to do stuff. And so rather than give it to this company and then let them down, I'd rather do stuff that'll last a little longer, be worth, you know, invest back into the family and invest into, you know, me, I guess. Well, a book is not really me, but I mean, use what I can in a situation where if I start writing a book and then have to stop for a while, nobody's going to care, you know, because who's going to know? You know what I'm saying? It's just me and the book. So anyway, life is good right now. And John and I are talking about podcasting again. We're excited about that. We're putting together an episode on paper. I don't know that we'll be live streaming or anything like that. We're going to take it slow. So I'm excited about that. At one point I thought I was done with podcasting forever. Like I was wanting to go ahead and cancel it and close the show out and say goodbye, because that's how far from being able to podcast I was. I was like, I'm letting everybody down. I don't want us to end. Well, my big fear is I didn't want us to end. All right. There's this thing called pod fade. And it's where people start podcasting and they do it. And then they kind of just do it a month from then, and then 3 months, and then 5 months, they do another one, and then they just kind of fade away. And it's pretty typical. And after nearly 20 years of podcasting, I didn't want anybody to be able to say that we pod faded. That'd just devastate me. But so that's why I just wanted to cancel and close it out, because at least then nobody could say that. And they just said, no, they planned this and they're ending it. It sucks, but you know, hey. But John, I talked it over with John, and he said, well, if that's what you feel like you ought to do, then you ought to do it. But he said, I wouldn't quit right now. Just wait and see. And I'm like, okay. All right. I was pretty sure that he was wrong. He wasn't. So that's good. Let me give you an update about the family. You know, what's going on with everybody. Jen is past her second cycle, second year, I guess, second season at work. Her job is basically to submit a tax return at the end of every year, you know, end of the year. And she's done that twice now. And she had to do it their way last year, and she got to do it her way this year. Saved herself a lot of stress and a lot of time, and she's feeling really good about it. She wants to be there at least 3 years, if not more. Me and her are ready to get out of the city. Just a couple of weeks ago, my daughter had some friends over from college, and somebody stole one of their cars, the friends' cars, right out from in front of our house. They pried off the handle, left it on the ground, and just it took off, and nobody's found it. Nobody's seen it. It wasn't like when they stole Jenna's car and we found it in Tower Grove Park wrapped around a tree. So that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. It's like, this is crazy. This is insanity. So we're really thinking about moving, and it's going to be weird because this will be the first time where we're too old to do it ourselves. Like, you know, I can't pick up everything that's in my house. Like there's some stuff, you know, there's boxes and stuff I can move myself, but we're going to need help. You know, we're going to have to hire somebody. You know, I'm not saying we're going to hire a company or anything. We're not in the movies, but you know, we're going to have to definitely hire some help. Cause I'm 52 years old now. You know, back when I was 22, we were moving once a year. You know how you do when you're young, you're just skipping out on leases and not getting your deposit back and all kinds of stuff, stupid stuff like that. But anyway, so we haven't started looking for a new house. I haven't started working on this one yet. But one thing we definitely want to do is we want to keep our options open. We've talked about moving and fixing this house up and either renting it or doing an Airbnb with it. just try to make, you know, an income off of it, or at least pay itself off kind of thing. So we got a lot of options. So I'll be interested to see where we end up and what we want to do. Thanksgiving. Oh, my kids. I forgot about my kids. Jenna's doing great. Her and her mom are in New York right now. And they told me that last night, Jenna and her mom did karaoke. And my wife is not a singer, right? She's not a singer. But she says, yeah, we were singing all kinds of stuff. Now, let me see the list here. She says, Let It Go from Frozen. They sang Sweet Caroline, Check Yes or No. She said it was a work thing, because that's why they're there, is my wife had a training. And so it was a work thing. They had a private room. It wasn't a lot of people. But she says, Jenna loved the stage. And sure enough, she got a picture she sent me. And Jenna's on the stage singing her heart out. And everybody's kind of dancing and stuff. So they weren't even inebriated at all. So you don't have to. You can be crazy and not have a good excuse, you know? But I'll tell you what, for patrons, I will put this photo up in the show notes. Speaking of patronage, I would love to ask you to become a valued member of our supporting community. If you're someone that gets anything out of GOK and you want to support, it would be awesome. Just go to patreon.com/GOK and find a level that you want to give at and just jump in there. That would be awesome. Let me tell you about Thanksgiving, and then I'll be done, I think. I think I'm done after that. Thanksgiving, we've always spent with my sister and her husband and the cousins. And the kids are grown now, and they've grown out of it. So my wife, if you want to see her mood change, then give her a holiday and nothing to do with it. And I'm talking about almost every one of them. Like 4th of July, I could take it or leave it. I don't need to see fireworks. She does. She needs to have something to do on the 4th of July. Christmas is important to me. Halloween is not. Even though it's one of my favorite holidays, it was very important when the kids were young, but they've outgrown it. You know, I'm not making costumes anymore. We don't sit around and eat candy and watch movies anymore. You know, but Jen needs something to do. So though we're not doing Thanksgiving with family this year, she still wants something to do. And so we have a new, what do you call it? Tradition. There you go. I'm getting old, man. Got to think up those words. We got a new tradition where we're going to go on a little vacation. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to some beach down in the lower half of Florida. And we're going to stay there for a little bit. And even if it's cold, my wife says she doesn't care. Even if there's a hurricane, she doesn't care. She just wants to be with the kids and me doing something. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to ignore Thanksgiving pretty much this year. And some of y'all might think that's awful, but you know what? You're supposed to be thankful every day, right? So do you need a government holiday to tell you to be thankful? I don't think so. I don't think so. But anyway, that's what we're going to do. And it's going to be fun. I'll tell you about it when it happens. I'll tell you what we did and what beach we went to, because I don't know. I don't know which one we're going to. I just know that I'm supposed to be there. My wife and daughter, as I said, are out of town. I took them to the airport, and I've been eating on my own, having to make my own food, which is, you know, it's challenging because I don't know how anymore. it's so easy just to not eat anything that you need to make. So the other day I had a package of beef jerky, which is good for protein, right? I had a little cup of fruit, which is good for fruit. And then I had a few prunes and a handful of peanuts. And this was because my wife was taking a nap and she had slept till dinner time. She is very tired because her second season is kind of wrapped up. So she's kind of, you know, chilling a little bit. And I was so hungry. I couldn't handle it. So that's what I ate. And she's like, "You ate dinner?" I said, "Yeah, I ate, you know, jerky and peanuts." And she said, "That is not dinner." I said, "It is now because I'm full. I can't eat anything. Like, even if you made it, I couldn't eat it. I'm full." So I got in trouble. And that's kind of where I'm at. Last night I had chicken, but she had made a side, or she had gotten me some baked mashed potatoes that I could have made. But I was like, "Nope, I'm just going to eat 4.5 ounces of chicken breast with some barbecue sauce." And that filled me up and I was happy. And tonight, or that was 2 nights ago. Last night, Jay went and got Chick-fil-A. So I had like 3 or 4 nuggets and they have a grapefruit cup. So I polished that off, or most of it. And then tonight, I don't know what I'm having. What is it, Thursday? I have no idea. I might have some more chicken, just whatever it takes to get through the night, you know? And then I pick them up on Friday, and I can't wait to hear more about this karaoke business, because I can't imagine Jen behind a microphone singing. She can't sing, all right? I'm not being mean. It's just known, you know? It is known that this is the way. She cannot sing, has never been able to sing. So for her to get up on a stage in front of her peers and sing, I know it had to been mostly Jenna's idea. Jenna's like me. But I'm so glad she drugged Jenna along with it. So anyway, if I forget to put that picture up, y'all tell me patrons, because you ought to see it. She's up there. When it's small, she looks like her mom. And then, because I've never seen her mom in her much, but she definitely caters to her. Let me just update you on my health and stuff. I weigh 171 pounds. I've maintained my weight for a year and a half now. It's been a year and a half since my gastric sleeve surgery. And so I haven't gained any weight. I'm active and I went from a triple X shirt to a medium button up shirt and a large t-shirt. I don't know why there's a size discrepancy there, but that's what I wear. I went from a 38 in the waist to a 30. So I have skinny jeans now. And my beard is nice and grown out. It's been growing out for a year now, I guess. And it's all one length finally. I had it trimmed at the barber shop yesterday for the first time. It looks interesting. I don't want to say it looks good because, you know, it's me. And I don't know how good anybody named James could look. But I'm proud of it. How about that? I put time in the morning to make this beard look like it's under control. Because some guys, they got beards that are just like Santa beards. You know what I'm saying? They're wild and free. And I don't want a wild and free beard. I want a tamed beard. And so I don't know what that means for some of you. But for me, it means it's got shape and definition. And it is trimmed properly, meaning there's no wild hairs going everywhere. You know, if my mustache acts up, I put some wax on it to make sure it lays down properly. I don't know. I take pride in my appearance now, and dadgummit, for years and years, it didn't matter, right? Cause I was a big fat guy. But now that I can wear just about anything, and pull it off, I do. And I want to look good. And we all know the secret reason I'm growing the beard, right? I think I've shared it on here. I got some loose skin under my chin from losing all that face weight. And when I grow the beard, it covers it. Just a little follow-up in that vein. My boss, just the other day, my last week of work, actually, I didn't realize he didn't know how old I was, but I mentioned something and it just came up. I said, yeah, I'm 52 years old. I'm too old for that or something like that. And he goes, you're 52? I said, yeah. He says, I wouldn't have guessed more than 45. And I was like, all right, I got 7 years bonus. All right. So anyway, that's good. I thought I looked older with the beard, but apparently not. All right, I'm going to let you guys go again. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/GOK. If you'd like to email me, you can do so, james@nlcast.com. Send me your feedback, your thoughts. I need to spend an episode just reading the amazing emails that I get from you guys and the comments and stuff. I would love to respond to some of those. I do respond to your emails. Sometimes it takes me a while, but I would love to also respond to them on the show and let other people. I don't know. I love hearing how the show has been a blessing to you. It blows my mind. And it makes it very sad when I'm not doing the show, because I'm like, people kind of want to hear it. They get good stuff out of it, and they want to hear it. They're getting you're getting more out of it than I thought you ever would. And so I don't like not doing the show. But when I'm feeling good, it's an awesome feeling. And when I get an email, no matter how I'm feeling, it's always a good day when I get good feedback. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, God bless you guys. Take care.